After 6 long years of study, these Jordanian students have finally qualified as medical doctors. But this isn't a university in Amman. This is Donetsk, in eastern Ukraine. Thousands of students from around the world have come here to take advantage of affordable tuition fees. But now the university is telling them to go home, fearing it can't guarantee their safety in the current political climate.
Before now and now, I think for now it's more things. Before, there were risks that we went through. But now it gets more hard. We have many risks now we are facing.
Some students say they've faced increased suspicion and racist abuse since the pro-Russian separatist movement began. Michael, a dentistry student from Botswana, says separatists recently shouted racial slurs at him and his friends in the street.
Especially us, as in black people. I was in a situation last time where I was associated with Obama. Because we are of the same color, they hate that guy, so they thought we should just go back to our countries, just like that. So it's very difficult in that situation.
Donetsk is also home to Tatars, Armenians, Azerbaijanis, Greeks and Jews, many of whom say they've enjoyed increased freedom of identity and religion since the fall of the Soviet Union. Mufti Sayyid Ismagilov heads the local Muslim community on the outskirts of Donetsk. He says Muslims in Ukraine enjoy many more rights and freedoms than their co-religionists across the border in Russia.
The most important reason why we support Ukraine is that there are many rights and freedoms for us here in Ukraine, which give us the opportunity to develop here. If we compare Ukraine and Russia, here is much better.
Ismagilov also fears what separation from Ukraine and increased Russian influence here might mean for the region's many religious and ethnic minorities.
There was and there still is trust between people from different religions and cultures, Christians, Jews, and atheists. We can easily find a common language. There is no xenophobia, fascism, or racism here. There are no skinheads like in Russia.
As preparations continue for this Sunday's presidential election, many hope the results will create a system of governance that will continue to protect the rights of minorities. But election officials say they're already facing intimidation and threats in parts of eastern Ukraine, and it's unclear whether the vote will go ahead in these areas. Patrick Wells, VOA News, Donetsk, Ukraine.